Sie und mir, wie ist euch? Ja, kein Mordes. But here, you're not kein Mordes. An mich, Jesus, in jenes. When you're Muslim, and you're not kein Mordes. An mich, sagen uns, why? Because over there, one is the Kaiser, and the other are Nichon Sadroshis. Here, both are equally implicit in the tradition, but there is still one difference. Insofar as the Nichon Nidam is concerned, so only when you mislead him is offered. A mirchul of Meledaume of the Deen is not considered a mirchul if the person knows of the risk. But a mirchul Meledish Maye is considered. You think that means what's there? It's still difficult. So the Rambam is the cash. So the Rambam is the mistress. And I think he shares Chabish. So the Rambam says, because by Yisra, so the Yitzhahore is so strong that it blinds his eyes. So he's a blind person. He thinks, I mean, he'll drink wine, I mean, so it'll be, I mean, Galeb. When a person says, that's how the Mishalevi explains the more in Sukkot. I'm sorry that I have to mention that the Shalim is pushed, but that's real Allah. The more at the end of Sukkot says, the Osit Lofe, Hakutsi Bohu, Kiach as a Yisra, Vishir at Yisra, Leni Sadikim, Leni Rishon, Eru Beichim, Veru Beichim, the Sadikim are Beichim, because Sadikim need no Emkeha, Rishon need no Emkeha, so ill beach and bail beach, it's a thing cry. How could we overcome the Yitzhahore? Such a powerful Yitzhahore. See, mountain, skyscraper. How were we able to be so strong? And to show him the new disciples, they cry. What is it? Just the myth. So the Yitzhahore explained it in a beautiful way. He says, how is it you and mine? How does he decide to behave on the Torah? The Torah says, don't eat in there. If a man is not has to show him, okay? And still is able, doesn't he have a conscience? If he's a woman, he has a conscience. The answer is, he imagines that when he'll satisfy his appetite, so then, well, bring them in. So it's rather list if somebody is forced to behave on an avail, otherwise he'll be killed. So he's a man, but still, you know, how can it's you have to be a superman, superhuman, you know, to be gave the instinct to live, you know. So here too, he thinks it's the instinct to live, he'll have them either. If he satisfies it. So you think the first time, all right, but after he ate the daily one, so he knows what he had. No, so the fact is, the more you do it, the more the imagination of the joy is. After three times, so it's more and more. So, and Tzadikim. So Tzadikim, they have the same kind as the Rishonim, why the Yitzhore just Klakod Mechavea Yitzchikot. It doesn't mean Kod Mechavea is a big alarm, it's nothing to do with Kod Mechavea. Kod Mechavea is an Einstein, he's a Nobel Prize winner, it doesn't mean anything. Kod Mechavea means in Tzitkes. The more Tzadik you are, and you are Kavish Yitzchikot, so you don't have the experience like this at least. A Rosh who is 10 times head, 10 times, 100 times, so he knows if he'll be able to analyze himself. He does it, that's the trouble. He doesn't try to psychoanalyze. But if he'll try to search his heart, he'll know it's heaven and check out all divers in the world. Nothing. It's just a myth. It's an imaginative myth. But the tzaddik is never claimed and had. So So he remains with his incarnation. So this philosopher, when there's no Yitzhak, so the Tzaddikim remember the struggle we had, so they appear. So this is in the showing, we have no Yitzhak on us. Now we see how stupid they were. So that's how the Rambam explains it. Why is it? Both are equal. Not one zikar and one stuff. By Lishishaksu, so bugs is the ikar. And the dying survey is tough. By Lishashu, say it's all chopping down, is machal is the ikar. Is the ikar. And Kiriya Bunbacham was saying stuff. But here both are equal. Both are increasing to you, but it's still different issue. So that's why it's last because. So that's the same thing. So that's what it is. It says, when do we have glory of Lifnei is Muta? Only in the Yisea, when it's not mislead. But when it's mislead, so then even an indirect picture is also. And Rabbi Mitzal says the same thing. When do you say by Chadi with an Aris Muter, when there is no misleading Mersha? But when it's a misleading Mersha? So here, it's misleading. The Jew who buys it from the Goy will not know. Now the Sifa Chinuch also asks, why is it yes?
According to the Rambam, the two Surim in Lifnei are one of Edishan Hoganus law, which is misleading, and Kosei Amenazah, which is not misleading.
It's not misleading. But still the Rambam asked, so how did it come to be included in that lab? And not as it tough, but on the same level as it tough, also it's no cash. So he says, because to a certain extent, it is misleading.
I don't understand that they say misleading. How? Because when Beis Levi explains the tzaddikim, so then they are looking at the way we used to view it, not the way it is now.
They remember
right.
The struggle.
And when it comes to Hashem, they're looking at the picture right now.
Because tzaddikim, since they were given a seat home, so the memory of that struggle they had. So of course now there is no Yitzhak. So the Rishon but the Rishon. But the Yitzhak still exists in a late form because of the memory.
He just says that since when somebody does an Aver, before the Aver, the Torah is very strong, and after the Aver, person realizes how stupid it was.
Yeah,
so the Rishon did the Aver, so they see that.
A Roshe satisfies his appetite, he realizes. But the next day,
so it always is. Before that, there it's very strong.
He will not do the same thing 5 minutes later. There has to be lots of time. Right. Yeah.
So therefore, you're saying.
So tzaddikim conquer the Yitzhar, they see it when they conquer it, which is very strong before that, there.
Yeah, because it remained, the memory is rooted in their heart, in their brain. So Mele, it's still, because of the memory that is rooted, it still appears like a heart.
So when they conquered it, it was a har.
That's right.
But Hashem didn't conquer it, so they look at it after that there when it was nothing.
That's right, that's right. Anyway, so that's what the Rambam says.
Where's the Bessalah?
It's
in the Sefer Al Torah.
Al Torah, yeah.
In the back, I think.
What?
In the back, there is this drush.
In the back, I think. On the Gemara Sukkah. I think it's in the back. On the Gemara Sukkah. Not on the Chumash.
So in the back of the Sefer on Chumash, right?
Yes, back of the Sefer. First he has uncertain, then he has uncertain after us.
Yeah.
And then he has uncertain Agnes
Chazal.
Anyway, so that's what the Rambam means. It's not altogether different. There is a certain similarity. So both are Ika. The Chinuch also has the Kashi, why isn't there Malkus? So the Chinuch gives a very strange start. He says it's a lapshe in the mice.
Dibur?
Lapshe in the mice.
Is because you do it with Dibur also?
So no, meishit. What can we do?
Oh, but it includes Edush and Organus law.
I mean the other shite, that if it can be done below mice,
Because you can do it Etzshen against law.
He says it explicitly when it comes to being avid and every livery.
I know the phenomenon. But here he doesn't apply it.
Why?
He doesn't. Because he doesn't. He doesn't. So my father said that the pshat is in the chinuch of his father. In other words, there is the shalva in Mishnah. Suppose you give the chesayin asir, and after you give him, he changes his mind. Ah! I won't do it. One third one. I leave or I not even. The Mishnah Malach has his offer. But it's a double portion that is not even. Because the avera of the Kneeveh does not consist in doing a maise that could be conducive to the action, but in the fact that the chavere is near. So mele, when if sins in the case, when Ruben gives it is yain to Shimon Nosa, and Shimon, after half an hour, decides not to drink it and spread out on the floor, so then it is not, so Mafreya is determined that Ruben is not able here. So that means that even when he drinks, when is he able allowed? When he gives, or when the other fellow drinks? When the other fellow drinks. Because if he would be able the love when he gives, so then, so even if he doesn't drink, so he should be able. Or let's say, suppose he does try to drink it, and then his hand, somebody shakes his hand, it's another person, or the moon shakes his hand, and it falls down, or suppose he has Parkinson, he has a stroke, and it means that the cup falls down, he doesn't drink, so he's not able, even if he wanted to drink. So the avera consists not in the giving, in the fetch. The avera consists in the fact that the other fellow is nirsh. So that the time is either. And then is Robert good. Robert nice. Then he doesn't do it. All right, now I will just be a short that I have in Mishneh Berurah on Hilchos Megillah.
Do you want the Shulchan Aruch or you want the Mishneh Berurah?
Mishneh Berurah. So the earliest flight to Lagazi is 5 o'clock, huh?
5 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. And I want to discuss the union of Adoyot, because there's a lot of fears in Yeshivas. They equate Hillel with Simchas Purim, which is not nice. Mitzvah Harbeis B'Suda Spur. U'B'Suda Achas Yetzah. In other words, you don't have to make two Sudas. Mordechai. In other words, there could be a sacred item. The Suda Achas has enough. How many Sudas?
You mean at night? You said other Suda would be at night?
So, yeah, but he said. But why do you say the Suda Achas? Yeah, I mean, because you could say that since it's a mitzvah to be Shomeach, it's like Yom Tev, you cannot make one Suda. You have to make at least two Sudas. It's not a question of night and day. At least two Sudas. Because the derech of the average person eats two Sudas, not one Suda. Sudas Purim Shosem Alayla Yosef Havas. Mikol Mokim Gam B'layla Yismach V'yavik Tzaz B'Suda. So what does it mean? Sudas Mavila. In other words, it means that it's not that night is mufkel, the mitzvah of Tzimchas Yom Tov. Let's say according to the machleket between the Mechabas Machleket, between the Mechaber and the Ramot, where there is Aviles Bitzine, where there is Aviles Bifahes, let's see that. That's a machleket between the Mechaber and Ramot. And there are three shittes in that too. One is Mechuyev to see Chivet and Pur and Shushin Pur. So the Mechaber Zimun Tov Rish Sadik Vov Sidalit says Kol Divrei Aviles Nihagi Mechanike. So Chanike is not to be Mishkos. Of course Chanike there is no Mishkos. We call Mokim Yiloch Bishakneses Lishmei Amitri. We do how they see Blessed near the base, which has some killer auditory. The Asian ring, so the Mechaber tasked that there is a Venus and poor, not like Rega. So only a Venus between is and poor, but not a Venus for us. Mechaber tasked that a Venus is Sharech, even a Venus before us is Sharech. But there is a mitzvah of sin. So apparently, like a different level. Only difference is regals and simche and poor in Rabbon, but there is a mitzvah of simche.
You do both?
What?
So you do both? You do simcha and aveilus, so you do aveilus?
So how is it? Or maybe there is no stira. There is no stira. Because now the Shavisari Esikash would say that there is no Aviles Berega. But the Mora says that Lily on the Mohishin, there is no Simcha. Why isn't there any Aviles? Because also Simcha the Rabbi, and this day Aviles Yocht, the only day. So then there should be a Venus in the night of Regal, the Venus Geshen, because Venus Geshen in the first night of Pesach, of Shavuos, of Sukkot. So it's not Chayvusim, only Lily on the Vachet, and Atzeres is Chayvusim.
Why is there no...
The Gemara learns now from the Pesach.
That what?
That Lilo is not Chayvusim.
Which means you're not Mechuyev to eat Basar at night?
That's right, you're not Mechuyev to eat Basar, not Mechuyev to drink Yain.
So it means every night?
Every night.
You're only Mechuyev?
No. The second night, Chalameyat Yain Mechuyev.
Yeah.
Because the Gemara says, Ruyisa Achsameyat. The Achsameyat is literally Yom
Achsameyat.
So the Gemara says, Maruyisa. Maybe it's the other way around. So I say, Gemara says, So merely it's not after Shmetzeres night.
But every day.
Every night. The second night.
There is Simcha.
There is Simcha because there is Simcha Lifonov. You see. So the Shavisaya to heaven is the Kashi. There should be a virus at night. How can we say, Osir Esed Rabbi, Videiche Esed Yochit? So there is a very simple terrace. It's there actually, the stire, there is no stire in the external Avelis and the external Simcha. Why there is a stire between Avelis and the Imposo? A Neiman is not allowed to Imposo, but an Ovel. The elderly was on the country. His man Chazal, they used to drink so many cases yain. They saw how many is not to drink so much wine. Special broches when they drink wine. And that's one of the questions. How is it that all these modim are brought? But the morning Shubas mentions Kishrishin, Kishen, and everything. So there is no isa to drink wine. Even Babilis in Mechel. Only a name, Pidim Kvure is also with the Rabbanan Zimtla. So that means there is no conflict between external Avelis of the Sasando, you know, all of these things, in the Sasando, and the chitzem here from the chitzem from Siche, you know, and itufreish and external simcha. You can take off your shoes and drink wine. There is no stira. The stira is because the mitzvah is machta b'chadecho basically is a chilus habavos. There's a Rosh Rambam in Zion in Hilchas Yom Tov. Chayev Odom Nia Sameach V'Tev Leiv. Sameach V'Tev Leiv. Ve'im Achak. Shenemar Vo'yiso Ach Sameach. I have to feel happy and joyous in my heart. And in Simcha Lelboso, even the eating of Psalm, not Psalm, eating of Psalm. So, Pesha Shiti is that in Simcha Lelboso, on the ice level, only as reference to Psalm, not to Al Simcha. And the eyeing is no fear of Midrash, only Midrash. Only Psalm is Midrash. But the psadach, the eating of psalm, is not consist in the external mice of the psalm. That's an external manifestation of the joy in heart. After all, the joy in heart has to be manifested externally, not to be hidden and concealed. But it's only an external manifestation. And the same thing is true of Havilas. The Shittas Arif and the Rambam is that Havilas Emission is the rice. The Shittas Adenim is that Havilas called Shiva is the rice. So that then, many Achim ask the Kasha. I think Yude is the Kasha. Why is it that Mora says, it's a price in Sakas Moras. Hoyo Yeshiv Yitzhwasa. He was taking the act. The Omule Mace of Yeho. So he has to be game of the act because it's an inner of God that base. You don't take the act up. Fine. It's not ignite. But if you take heavy act up, it doesn't look nice. Everybody will laugh at it. If you interrupt the act up in the middle, God that base is there. So, the Yehuda is the Kashi, according to the leaf, the Yom Tov Rishon is, that Avilah's situation is the Raise. So then, the Raise, so-called Avilah's is not there. Now, it's a fine big day, patient of Yom Tov Rishon. So the answer is, because Yom Tov Rishon is there, the Raise of Sheval Taizit, Tzitzis. If you can't find the baguette, it's a good say, he's patient after the shoe. But suppose he finds out when he walks in the street that the tzitzis are possible. He doesn't have to take off his telescope in the street. It's not nice to take off his baguette in the street. Because of several times. So this says, because by tzitzis there is no isach to put on a beged without a canvas, without it. If you put down a beged that has four corners, but you're actually allowed, suppose you know how to put it. You don't have to put it before you put it. On a practical level, it cannot be done because if you lose any time, say, so already matterless, and if you can put in the scissors in a more hasty way and you take it slowly, you go slowly, Ivers. But suppose you put on a jacket that has four corners and then you immediately start putting the scissors. No idea what's happening. Now, what is, if you put on the baguette of our compass, you have to put in scissors. And if you don't put in scissors, the Avera does not consist in wearing the baguette of four corners without scissors. The Avera is a shemotized the fact that he didn't put in scissors, like not putting on two. And that is shemotized, he made a rice of the Avera. So, the Shittas of Yif and the Rambam, the Avilis ambition is the Aisha, she is Adini, that Avilis Kushim with the Aisha, because by Yaakov Avinu it's mentioned, the Rambam says, Nik Noteo Mishchat Shalom. But if she's a soul, is not that with the Aisha we are not allowed to wear the shoes. The thing the Rai says is to be only day means feel isolated from the world. You only day Evel Yochid Asilo, let me Evel Yochid, I have no communication in the world, I'm isolated, there is a curtain between me and the environment. I have to feel that it's a subjective phenomenon. I have to feel that way. But just to feel that way and not to manifest it externally is not enough. So then it means that you don't feel it that way either. If a person feels very strongly that he's isolated, he manifests it. But if he just keeps it within himself, so then it means he doesn't feel it strongly. So he has to manifest it externally. How does it manifest externally? By taking off his shoes, by not washing his roof, not taking a shower, not to use anointment, and all the other things on this. So according to Rif, the Rambam, that's what the Rai say, he's not even a Nisa Vikumasev. He's Eveir and Aveir and Bishem Otais, because he's not maintaining the Yonic Dame properly without external emphasis. At the Rabbonah level, however, it's a Nisa Vikumasev. So that's why we say how that is. So the Shite of the Mechaba and the Amo Yisraelit, that there is a basic distinction between Simchas Yom Tov, Pesach Shavuos, and Sukkos, and Purim. By Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, the basic field of Avila of Simchas, Simcha B'Lev. By Purim, according to Mechaber, it's not Simcha B'Lev. Not Mechaber. Someyach B'Kevim and Purim. You will soon see Agoyes Hamor. You have not required to be Sameach B'Kevayim. You have to show him. You have to show him. So Mele, there is no steer. Minister, now about the Shavisari's Kasha. Why isn't there a verse at night? So the Teretz is very simple. When you say that Lele Yom Tovarishin is not Chayav Simcha, it doesn't mean that Lele Yom Tovarishin is not Mechuyev to be Sameach B'Kevayim. What does it mean? Wouldn't it make sense? The night, the first night of Pesach of Shavuos, he can be a sad and gloomy in his heart, and then Yudam L'Shachar, so yes, to regain his spirits and become joyous. No. Is Mechuyev to be Sameach B'Kevayim with the Aisha at night, but the external manifestations is not Mechuyev. He's only Mechuyev to show external manifestations in the daytime.
So you're saying when it comes to regular, you need both.
What?
When it comes to Yom Tov, you have both forms.
Yeah.
The external and the internal. But on Purim,
and not only both. The internal is the
Ikar. But both are true.
Yeah, both.
For example, the eating of the basa.
Yeah, yeah.
But on Purim, it's only the external.
Yeah.
So what's the Raya? What's your Raya on Purim?
That's the Pshat in the Mechaber.
What does the Mechaber say?
That there is available before Hesi on Purim.
So the only way you can explain that
That's
is
right.
by saying there is no internal.
We are no internal. And the stira between Avelis and Simcha is only in internals. In externals there is no stira. You see, a noble Bisman Chazal used to drink 10 cases. Yai, imagine that.
In externally, that's not a problem. Drinking wine doesn't contradict
that's right.
But why don't you just simply say, if you say the Ikar Avelus is Vilei, right? But why? Oh, and on Purim, you cannot say that there's only Avelus that's external.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even on Purim, the internal you have to have Avelus. It's not shaykh to have only external Avelus.
No, Avelus is not shaykh to have
external.
Avelus has to be internal. He only then does the basic. Uh-huh. Okay. And has to be external Avelus as a manifestation of the internal Avelus of the unity.
Okay.
Of the unity. The Ramah is here. What does Ramah say? V'yei shemim shem Avelus neig v'purim loy b'yaldalet v'loy b'tesvav shishim purim loy. Neither. Rosh, there's the sheet of the Rosh. Now, who is the sheet of the Mechada? So that is the Rambam sheet. Machleket between the Rambam and Rosh. But the Prechodosh makes it show. And Purim. So he says, there is no Avelus. But on Shushim Purim there is Avelus. But the Rosh it is not in on Shushim Purim there. But on Shushim Purim there is no Machleket of sin. That's very strange. That's the Chodesh Kash. Is there a mitzvah of Simcha? There is no mitzvah of Purim. Shushim Purim is like a regular day. No matter Sanim, no Mishlach Mones, no Sude, no Megillah, nothing. The answer is put Shushim Purim in Orim. In all my poses, it also rests with the times. You doubt it in your shrine, all my prophet's framework, it also rests with the times. Why should you may simchos, you may wish there is simchos. The game is in simchos. The hero of simcha is not in simcha. But the game itself is in simcha. It's not just an issue of times and pulling. Like Hanukkah, just an issue of Tainus and Hesped. An issue of Tainus and Hesped. Rish Chodesh is not an issue. It's just an issue of Tainus and Hesped. But Shushim Purim, the Yeim is a Yeim Simcha. Yeim Mishter is Simcha. What's not in the Yeim? There is no mitzvah for Yudis. Of making the solution. But the mitzvah premise there is, so the Hasidic Rabbein, who made confusion for the big Suez, even Bugyakum Purim itself, the basis in Allah, there is a mitzvah premise. So, in other words, this year is Purim Suez in Yerushalayim. So, it can be on the premise level, it can be Purim Suez. Here too.
Wait, does the Gemara speak about Purim Mishulash?
No, that's Mitzias. Because.
Yeah, but does Gemara talk about this case?
He, Yerushalayim, so the Megillah is read not on Shabbos, not allowed. So it's read on Friday. And Matonis Lahim, so the Vienim that is based upon the Megillah, because Amy of Vienim. Is the Suez the Suez Megillah? How about Suez Purim? One sheet is Dalit. One sheet is on Shabbos. One sheet is on Sunday.
What's
Sunday? Now we sing for the same. And the left so fish. So Mele and Tatino Shalayim this year. So we have Suez. Not only the Shabbos, they have the Suez Purim. I mean, it's al pi halacha. It's not just, you know, it's not just like because they want to dance. It's a minute based on halacha. Dance, you're not allowed on Shabbos anymore. stop, but some relatives it meets the humans.
You're not allowed to dance even in the Torah mitzvah?
No.
Even for a mitzvah?
Even for what kind of mitzvah is it?
For Purim? That's not, you're not allowed to dance even for a mitzvah? If Simcha's Torah falls out on Shabbos,
all right, Torah,
you wouldn't be allowed to dance?
I don't know.
It doesn't though.
But let's say it would, okay, it doesn't.
You know, it's only mentioned that the Tveya was very opposed to dancing by Chassidim on Shabbos. The grandson of Hakhani, of Tveya, the Chassidim Tveya, son, the Rebbe Tveya, so he became a chassid. So, Chassidim Tveya...
He became a chassid?
He became a chassid, a Rebbe Tveya.
A chassid or a
chassid? A chassid.
What do you mean he became a chassid?
He started the Balotay Rebbe. I don't remember where, which Rebbe he started off. Which Rebbe he started off. I don't remember. So, Slim Eger told him he doesn't want to see. He didn't have to be Eger. He's not so sharp. So he says he wants to see. So he came to the prayer with him for that. And he said, so yes, Emperor, why are you so against Hasidim at all? They're mitzvahs, they are even the thing of. He will be rather. So he said, so he asked him, do they dance on Shabbos? He said, they keep on dancing on their Shabbos. So he said, that means we don't follow Allah.
Doesn't the Mishnah Berurah say you're allowed to flap your hands for a mitzvah? For, let's say,
Klahayat.
He says,
I know my father.
I think for a mitzvah he allows it even to be a dying.
My father, on Simchas Torah, you know, he used to clap Klahayat. When he danced on Simchas Torah, so he danced also Klahayat. I don't know my father. I of dancing is Klahayat, my father. But it was Klahayat.
So why is there a difference on Shabbos and on Yom Tov? We're dancing, we're clapping.
And some Rastir is not Shabbos.
Right, so why is there a difference? On Yom Tov, it's more Makil?
Who says?
There'll be no difference.
So there's no difference. But everyone danced on Simchas Torah.
Everyone danced on Simchas Torah. Because it's Simchas Torah. It's special music. Not just in just as music. Alright, so anyway, so that's the talent. Now, so the and the kashim the chodeshes against the Ramom. How is there? Why isn't there avilas and shushim pulim? No, the answer is shushim pulim is not just also there has to be kind. It's like honey, but it's yemish. So there's a mitzvah yumis. So since the yem is yem simche, it's mufter being yem avilas. Alright, now let's go back to Simon. Chayev hini ishli psume, oh, that's why he says, umikol mokim namalailo yismach yelbek tzad yisuda. Why? Because it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Since it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not kiyumis, so he doesn't have to be so fancy, salvisu, not to be marbe in so many machol, but sulisyein, he has to be marbe in machol. Chaye vinish li tsunuri poye, adil yoda bino, homer li bochmo. Now this is a very strange Gemara. It is especially strange, because the more I defend it, to the more it says, the tribe in the vise, made the Swiss Purim and we changed. So she cared. Come Rabbi, Vishachtel Rabzeh. So, Bitty Shalot Rachman Viach, Chasm Shal, and the people who learn the Gemara Tikshut. This is such a terrible thing. To learn Tikshut and then Chasm Shal, it appears that Rabbi was a barbarian. He slaughtered Rabbis. How can anybody in his right mind even perjure up such a a strange thought. He shachted. Then he's Machayim Eisim, all right, man. Machayim had a keach, Machayim Eisim. Well, I mean, he said, I'm a certain Tanoi. I said, I'm a Chanine Beid, like, Mishoma, Yain Shiach Mitz. So, who was it? It was Rav Chanine ben Deisim. So, Meisim, but Chiyas HaMeisim we find only among the Jews. And there is a Chubis Adin say, many Adin say that only a Novi could be Mechaimus. Because by Novi, the Nes is a way of proving that he's a Novi. But one who is not a Novi could not violate the laws of nature. Choose again, you see. All right, so maybe the Moim, Rav Elazar Shach wrote many times that the youngest and the weakest Amere was able to mechayim this. How do you know it? Probably from this Gemara. From Rabbi Dachi. But the Marsha and the Biri say, not Chas V'Sholem Shachtei. It's a sin, not a shin Shachtei. He squeezed his neck, so he had a sore neck. So then he was Bakish Rachmin that the sore neck should disappear. The Marsha says that, the Biri says, and that's the only pshat. Otherwise, we have to show them a tribute to Tanoim that they acted in a barbaric way. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadikim behem tumshim Tzadikim. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Tapor already there. So how can there be a Tapor of the Seder? Two tesis in Bittin says, Tapor means only Yisroel Machoros, or the Chepzi Yosa, but for the Shabbos not, because for the Shabbos, the Elisha was Nechim in Avor Shabbos. So this means La Fukia Avar Shabbos, but not Chas V'Sholem, that Yisroel Macholes is a big Amirshu. Ten Ritzich, I mean, how?
And what about the Macholes Beis Shammai and Beis Shirel, how they killed each other off?
Wait, one Mechaim Eisim, they didn't check
them. They killed each other.
Oh. Who did they kill each other?
They killed each other, but what? The youth has zeros.
No! What? Chereb Vishamedrash. Not that they killed.
What does it mean?
What does it say the truth? It doesn't say that. It said the ACA when they had to decide. So he said that no one should leave the room until they come to
the city. No, but the Gemara says they started killing each other.
No, they did not kill them.
But that's what it
said. No, it said that they gave an ultimatum that if somebody leaves the room, interrupt the discussion of Asher Matan, so you talk about that. But no one, everybody stayed, no one looked out. Doesn't mention Chas V'Sholem.
I know it's difficult, okay. That's what it says.
He doesn't say. He talk about that. Anybody who
leaves. Says him. More than that.
No.
Maybe you can look it up inside.
Okay, look it up.
All right.
Look it up. So, that's the pshat. The Marsha says that, and the Marsha and the Miri says that, and the Chubis Adenim say that only Novi could be Mechaimis, but anybody who's not in Novi, even like someone like Shmuel Akok, the Gemara says, oh, Ishetish Veshpinol, but Elishin Deir is Ochlitach. So Mele, since the door was not closed, so Mele cannot be Mechaim Mitzvah. There's the Chubis HaGenim on Mitzachas Chagige. In their ship, Arayi Mishleish, you'll find it. So that's the fact. But now, then the Shit of the Baramoyer and the Vivov is that since the Gemara, even though the Gemara says, Chayev Odom Mitzvah, Puri Adel Yoda, And then the Gemara says, come Rabbi Sachter, Rabbi Zerah, Sachter, Rabbi Zerah is also who starts squeezing the neck and giving the sonnet. So then, that refutes the Adol Yodah bin Mordechai Boruch Mordechai Lohom. So the Gemara, by telling that story, why did the Gemara tell the story? The Gemara does not want to tell a story about Rabbi and Rav Zeira to tell us that the Tzifrach, the membrane, there's the Shittim Bo'amoyer, and the Vov. That's, I think, a nephew of the Bo'amoyer. But most Rishonim say that this thing of Adli Yodah remains, it's nothing. But was the pshat? So the Rambam says in the Rambam Chasmus, it doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem. You should know the difference between Mordechai and Yehoram. But it means that he has to drink so much that he will lie down and fall asleep.
The Ron says.
Yeah. And that's how the Rambam Chasmus.
So the Rambam also says
that? Yeah. The Rambam says it, so of course. The Rambam is the source of it.